Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, it didn't look good early in the game, but the Knicks pulled off a phenomenal win last night in the last seconds to take Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Knicks fan Mayor Mamdani, wearing a Knicks jersey under his suit jacket in a video this morning, was just one of the New Yorkers today excited about the awesome win and saying the Knicks are amazing.
The energy in our city right now is incredible. Against all odds last night, the Knicks made the largest comeback in finals history. 29 points. Time and again, people have doubted the Knicks. And time and again, the Knicks have proven the doubters wrong.
That's right, baby. And our Juliet Papa catching up with jubilant fans this morning.
Margaret with the number 8 on her Knicks t-shirt.
OG Anunoby.
What about him?
I have no words. I'm still in shock. Literally, I'm just in shock.
She loves the way he plays. Unassuming. Gets the job done. Marcus stayed up late, a nervous wreck for most of the game. The Knicks behind.
We got the win, and
so dramatic.
It was dramatic. It was historical. 29 points. My gosh, nobody's ever done it.
They are the comeback team. He says they're going all the way. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD does say, though, that some fans flooding the streets celebrating last night did get out of hand. 15 people were arrested, and the NYPD says 10 officers were injured. A slew of charges, including attempted murder, for the man who allegedly brutally attacked a family member on Long Island. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says that 42-year-old Daniel Spector violated an order of protection and forced his way into a St. James home back in May. Well, after kicking in the front door, Spector repeatedly stabbed the victim with a makeshift weapon and even threatened to harm a young child who was hiding nearby. The family member, who hasn't been identified, was taken to Stony Brook University Hospital for treatment. Spector has pleaded not guilty and is being held without bail. The World Cup starts today. Mayor Mamdani kicking off the day with a special video.
Good morning, New York City, and welcome to the morning pitch. You give us 5 minutes, and we'll give you the World Cup.
Wonder where he got that from. Well, anyways, the first game starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's Mexico versus South Africa, and that's taking place in Mexico City. Tomorrow, the U.S. team will play their first game against Paraguay, and that'll be in Los Angeles. And over at MetLife, the fun starts this Saturday. That'll be Brazil versus Morocco. And to celebrate, the Intrepid Museum is hosting more than 50 free watch parties at Pier 86. Their vice president of marketing, Michael Onisco, tells 1010 Winds that those start today, too.
It's just a great setting to watch the game. Obviously, there's a lot of other watch parties. Some are free. Some are there's a charge to get into it. I think for us, it was a natural fit given our audience.
And because of the World Cup, bars and restaurants around New York are having to do things a little differently.
All 8 of the days there are matches at MetLife. There'll be a truck delivery restriction in place here in Midtown, river to river, 30th Street all the way to 60th, 6 hours before every game, right until 3 hours after. Jeff Lapadula is general manager with PS Kitchen here off of Times Square.
There'll be some challenges. You know, obviously it would be great if we could get our deliveries like normally, but the vendors are anticipating, you know, a lot of chaos, and some of the restaurants are anticipating a little bit of chaos too. But really, it across the board, it's kind of that good kind of chaos.
They expect to be packed for the next 6 weeks, and this will help as well. Bars and restaurants in New York starting today can now serve until 4 a.m. because of the World Cup. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in West 48th.
Council Speaker Julie Menon wants to put affordable housing in an unlikely place on top of city libraries. She announced a proposal today in which 300 units would sit on top of the Parkchester Library in the Bronx, the Marcy Library in Brooklyn, and Sunnyside Library in Queens. The plan would require about $60 million, not only to build the housing, but to modernize the libraries themselves. It's not yet clear whether the Mamdani administration would agree to include that in the city budget, which is still being negotiated. But a spokesperson for the mayor told the New York Times it will review the proposal with the city council, noting that Mamdani has made calls for building housing on city-owned land in the past. In court today, the Long Island man accused of driving drunk and killing a Nassau County police officer.
Nassau County police officer Patricia Espinosa was headed to work when prosecutors say Matthew Smith was very drunk and driving at speeds up to 125 miles per hour when he ran a red light, killing Espinosa, who was the mother of a baby daughter and the wife of an officer. The 20-year-old is expected to plead guilty. Authorities say before the fatal crash, she tried to go into Jake's 58 Casino but was turned away. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And police in Suffolk County say they have a man behind bars that stole cash from a donation box. This happened at Our Lady of the Island in Manorville, where 49-year-old Piotr Nierkowski went several times between late March and mid-April. Police managed to track him down Wednesday morning. He's charged with grand larceny and other charges and is expected to be arraigned later today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.